A Whisper to the Living by Stuart M. Kaminsky. Narrated by Daniel Oreskes. Chapter 1. The Boy in Bitsevsky Park. It was cold. Not so cold that Yuri Platkov would not do that which he had promised himself to do, if the man was still sitting on the bench in front of the path into Bitsevsky Park. It was cold, but the boy could detect a faint drifting fall of moisture from the dark sky. The man was still sitting there. Was this the fifth day in a row? Yuri counted backwards and decided that it was. It had snowed 3 days earlier, putting another white layer on the park. The man had been there before and during the snow. Every afternoon as Yuri walked home from school, the man had been sitting there. Sometimes he was reading a paperback book. Sometimes he seemed to be just thinking. He was a block of a man, made even bulkier by the thick coat and fur hat he wore. The man with a broad face, similar to that of hundreds of thousands of Russians, did not look up from his book. Yuri approached and sat at the end of the bench, away from the man, who turned a page slowly. Darkness was no more than an hour away, and people were trudging or scurrying home from work after emerging from the Bitsevsky Park metro station at the end of the Kalusko-Ryskaya line, the Orange Line. Yuri, 11 years old and supremely confident, felt safe enough. The man was old and certainly slow, his left leg oddly still. Yuri could run with confidence if he felt the need. He was the fastest boy in his form at school. Thin, pale skin with blonde hair.